let's talk about the topic of tithing. This is, I saw a bumper sticker that said, tithe if you love Jesus, anyone can honk, right? So, but you know, when you mention this topic, some people say, no, I don't believe in tithing. Tithing's only in the Old Testament, and I'm a New Testament believer, and therefore I'm not under any obligation to tithe, okay? And then somehow they get to this conclusion, so I don't give anything. Wow. How did you get there? You know, when I was a little kid, I was learning to ride a bike and it had training wheels on it. And one day my father, Oscar Laurie, who adopted me, said, Greg, you need to learn how to ride without training wheels. So he took them off and he was pushing me along, holding me stable. And I'm riding, go, Dad, look, I'm doing it. I don't have training wheels. You're doing great, son. Dad, look, I'm doing it without training wheels. Dad. I looked and he was way back there. He had let go of me. And I was riding without him, but when I knew he was not there, I freaked out and I crashed. Okay, so, and that's why I have training wheels on my motorcycle today, because they look weird. I do admit they don't look cool, but they stabilize. No, I'm kidding. But so the point is that, so training wheels are okay for a time, but you got to move beyond them. And I bring this up because in your book, The Treasure Principle, you write this, quote, tithing isn't the ceiling of giving, it's the floor. It's not the finish line of giving, it's just the starting blocks. Tithes can be the training wheels to launch us into the mindset, skills, and habits of grace giving. So instead of saying, oh, we don't need to tithe, you start there and move forward. Kind of address the idea of Old Testament versus New Testament views on giving.
It's true that we are not under the law, but it's not true that the law has no value. Mm-hmm. The law was given for a purpose. It came from God. And I think one of the things God did with, for instance, the Sabbath day was to teach us the principle of weekly rest, setting apart a day. You know, well, we're not under the law. We don't have to keep the Sabbath and all the details of it. But does that mean it's not a good idea to have a day of rest, a day of reflection, a day of special worship given over to the Lord? No, it actually is still a good idea, even though we're not under the law. Likewise, tithing as a starting place. And that's all it was in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. There were the tithes, but there were also special offerings. Throughout the Old Testament, you see the special offerings that Israel participated in. Mm-hmm. And in fact, in Malachi chapter 3, where it says, will a man rob God, Malachi 3:8, and God says, yet you rob me, but you ask, how do we rob you? And God's answer is in tithes and offerings. He says, you're under the curse because you are robbing me. All right, well, they're withholding the tithes. That's part of the robbery. But he says, you're also withholding your free will offerings. Yeah. Well, when somebody says to me, I only believe in free will offerings in the New Testament. And I go, okay, fine. How are you doing with your free will offerings? Well, they're free will. So it doesn't matter. My free will, you know, God loves a cheerful giver, and I don't feel very cheerful about giving, so I don't give. And it is, well, God loves an obedient giver too. I mean, God loves a cheerful reader of his word. But does that mean you should only read his word when you're feeling cheerful?
Good point.
I mean, God loves a cheerful church attender. But there are times where come to church even if you're not feeling cheerful. And guess what? You may leave feeling cheerful.
That's it.
So if you're not a giver, give to become a cheerful giver.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think what we've got to do is to say, look, if I haven't been giving and God started his Old Testament people, Israel, with the tithe, it's just the minimum thing required of the poorest person. Mm-hmm. How about I start there? Even living in the wealthiest culture in human history, could I start at the level where the poorest Israelites started, even considering that I have the Spirit of the living God in me and I have seen the death and resurrection of Jesus? It seems to me the standard should be higher for us, not lower.
That's right.